Hi, and welcome to Rich Dreams Express.
I'm Tom Pauly.
And I'm Penelope Pauly. Rich Dreams Express is our weekly podcast where we answer your questions.
And you got to send those questions in to, you send them to richdreams@richdreams.com.
So our first question is from R.K. Iyer in Indore. I find difficulty in finding a new job from the present one, microbiologist. Reason for job search is to get a lucrative career. I want to amass wealth and abundance. Please suggest. Well, first of all, I would love to suggest to you that you write down what you want from your career. Then everything that you want, that you have a career that you like, that's fulfilling to you, that is fun for you. You have good contacts and connections with the people you work with.
Maybe you want to make discoveries. You're in microbiology. Maybe you want to make discoveries, breakthroughs, help people. Whatever these things are you want to do, write them down. Specifically, as we tell you, one
idea per line, always in present tense. I have a job I love. I have a career I love. I am in a field that suits me. I have great friends in at work. I do well with my work. I am financially successful in my work.
Hey, listen, it's in my mind. It came in. I'm thinking, if you haven't read the book, I'm Rich Beyond My Wildest Dreams, you can buy on our site or on Amazon. Get that book. Oh, my goodness. It tells you so much more than just the little system. You've got to know the details. Yeah, that's where to go with that. So
write down what you want in your job, just to begin with. And don't name specifically, like, if you work for XYZ company. Don't write down XYZ company pays me this much. You don't want to go there. You want to say, you want to keep it open-ended so the universe can give you what you want in the fastest way possible. So you want to focus on what you want from your job, what you want from your relationships in your job. Focus on your experience in your job. That's the first thing when you're looking at improving your job situation. But it's the second part of this question that really is getting my attention. Is that the same for you?
One thing I got to say. Look, what you may find after you write this down and you deal with it for a while is that you don't have to get a different job. Maybe you have to love the job you have. You don't have to write down, I love the job I have. You write down, you love the job.
I love my job.
I love my job. And we've found time and time again, especially with quantum marketing students, where they tell us, we work with them quite a bit, and they say, at the end, they come in saying, well, I'm going to get a new job because I have to move from A to B, and I have to make more money, and I'm not meeting my needs, and my family's suffering, and, you know, it's a whole list of things. But they find, after a while, they love their job. They get a new look on it. So don't write off your job. Don't push it away. Just love. And if you love where you are, you can move ahead faster than if you don't love where you are.
Right, right.
I mean, you can't find another job till you're happy with what you're doing.
And that's just about basic, you know, living in joy and gratitude as much as possible. But I really want to focus on the second part of this question, which is the reason for the job search is to get a lucrative career. I want to amass wealth and abundance. And that tells me that this really has nothing to do with your job. That really, you don't have a problem with your job except that you would like more money, which is perfectly fine.
I kind of wonder about amassing abundance.
Amassing wealth and abundance.
But breaking that down, if you amass abundance, abundance is an energetic freedom and a life that is rich with all kinds of good content. You don't amass that. You allow that. It comes to you.
And that's the biggie right there. This system works because you don't do the work. You ask for what you want. You go about your daily life. And you allow the change to come. You allow in more of what you want. You allow your desires to be manifest into your life. So if you are in your mind planning out your next career move so that you can amass wealth, that's less about it's not about allowing.
It's not about having a good life. It's about buying a good life. And you don't get to determine. I mean, yeah, if you had $1 billion, you could buy anything you wanted, right? Well, this system, which is why I suggest you get that book, is more about asking God specifically for the items you want or the details of your life you want. You don't have to go out and earn it yourself. It comes to you. It comes to you. It's just absolutely amazing. You know,
and I mean, we've seen people that have been struggling in their world and in their life and not having the financial success that they want. And they focus on what they want. Because, see, if you want more money, I want more money. Well, somebody can give me a quarter. The universe has just fulfilled that request. Done. You have more money than you used to have. Because money's a means of exchange. It's not a thing. Right? So you don't really want more money. There's something you want to spend that money on, I'm sure. That's what you should focus on. If you want a new house, write down about a new house. Detail a new house. If you want a new car, detail a new car. If you want to live in a different place, detail a move. If you want a family, detail the family. Create on paper the life you want, and the money will come to pay for it.
We had a quantum marketing student early on who, and you may have read this in email or on the quantum marketing site, who he's a motivating speaker. He goes around the country and he raises people up and helps them improve their life. And he was taking the course. And he came back with his list of desires. And one of them was he wanted a yacht so he could keep up with his friends. Kind of throws up some red flags. Why are you keeping up with anybody? But a yacht. He wanted a yacht. And he goes on about the yacht and the big house and the big apartment and the big condo. Everything was big and he wanted a lot of them. You know,
which is perfectly fine.
It's fine. And I said, really, do you really want these things? I mean, is that what you want?
And understand that when you're in a when we do quantum marketing, it's a relationship. It's coaching based. So we know also what's going on in his life. It's not just we're picking apart anybody's list.
Yeah, right. Thank you. But he said, well, you know, I have a condo on the harbor down here, which was in Atlanta or someplace.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think so. And he said he's got friends around the harbor and he wants to go around and visit them. And I said, and you need a yacht for that? Well, you have to think big. It's important. You got to ask for important things. No, you don't have to ask for important things. And we had a long talk, and I encouraged him, just write down what you want.
You have to ask for the things you want.
Not what you think you should have. Not what somebody tells you should have, not what TV and the movies and all that tell you you should have, because those impressions are real. You know, I've written movies. I've worked on sets. I know, and Penelope has too, we know that what everybody's trying to create is an impression that lifts you up and puts you in a different world. They're not trying to paint a picture of how you're supposed to live, but in the reality of it is when you go in there, Jesus, that looks great. I want to live there. You know? Yeah, it's perfect. Come on, you've got hundreds of people making it look perfect.
Right. And no life to deal with other than a storyline that's really wonderfully laid out for you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
It's rewritten 53 times.
By 6 different people.
Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, he finally, about a couple, 3 weeks, he said, I want to tell you, I changed, and he had sent me a new list. He said, I got my...
I changed my list.
Yeah, I changed my list. He got a new a runabout, a motorboat, a speedboat, you know, like a 16-foot motorboat with a, that he can drive around the harbor and visit people in yachts, which is what he wants to do. He doesn't want a yacht of his own. I mean, that takes a lot of upkeep.
Work.
And you know, the average guy goes out on a yacht less than 20 days a year.
Wow.
The average yacht owner, it's amazing. I was looking into condoing yachts, but the thing is, you've got to get what works for you. what works in your life and amassing wealth. You can't amass abundance. That comes to you. But amassing wealth is not going to help you. It'll be a hindrance. It'll keep you from having a, yeah, I'm sorry. If you have a lot of, if you want money, if that's all you want, you don't want a family, you don't want a life, you don't have people, you just work, work, work. I know guys work 100 hours a week, every week, week in and week out. Don't ask about their family because that doesn't exist. They might have one, but they hardly know the person. They might have children, but they barely know them, and they send them off to school. If that's the life you want, great. It doesn't appeal to me. So I kind of...
And you can have anything you want.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the great thing is whatever you ask for, whatever shows up in your life, will offer you an opportunity for growth and learning. And if you ask for money, then you'll learn about that. And you'll get learning and growth about that. And, you know, sometimes the learning is fun, and sometimes the learning is less fun. That's what it's about. But we really want you to think about what it is that you want. Really think about what you want. Because I think you'll be surprised at how organically it can come into your life. How you don't have to have a magic wand. You don't have to take a red pill and wake up and it's a completely different world you live in. When you are following the desires that are in you, when you're asking for what it is you feel drawn to, what it is that you really, really want, life starts to align in your favor. It shows up in ways that will be shocking to you, will be surprising to you, and will seem effortless, will seem like your real life. It'll just be a better version of your real life. So enjoy where you're at, and start asking for what you want.
Good luck and great adventures.
We'll see you next week.